Welcome to Astros Baseball, a podcast by a fan for the fans of the Houston Astros. Here's your host, Rob Fontenot.
Welcome back to another episode of Astros Baseball. This is an impromptu episode. I wanted to talk about the trades, which I've already touched on them on the last episode, but I want to dive into them a little more. And another reason that I'm doing this episode is because my buddy Mario, who is the co-host of Sunday Stros, got him a new setup. And so we want to try it out. And we're going to kill two birds with one stone because Miles Straw got traded today. People are 50-50. I don't know. I did a poll, so we'll find out. But Mario, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Rob? What's going on? Yeah, it's new equipment. Pretty good. Love it. But definitely a lot of trade action we want to talk about. And, you know, it was a huge day. The last few days have been huge. And today was no different.
Yeah, so let's start with this. I know I haven't had a chance to talk to you, even though I've spoke about it alone. They traded Abraham Toro. This was the first trade. And this was like Tuesday after they just played the Mariners. They traded Toro and Joe Smith to Seattle for Kendall Graveman and Rafael Montero. What was your first gut reaction to that trade?
My first reaction, I did voice it on Twitter. I didn't like it. Not because I didn't like the fact that we got some relief pitching, especially a pitcher who is pitching very well and has a good ERA. But it was more of the what Abraham Toro brings in the utility side for us. And, you know, you never want to see someone who, despite I know he has some injuries and despite, you know, I know he's not a starter, you know, you just won't want to see him go. So my first reaction was, what the heck? But, you know, I know what we're getting in return. And, you know, he actually did continue his home run streak against us after he did hit for us. And to top it off, I was there this past weekend in Houston when they played the Rangers, where Toro did get a home run. So I did see one of his last home runs before the one in Seattle. So my first thought was more on the he's such a good player for the Stros. I didn't want to see him go.
So my reaction was a little different than yours. I mean, when you look at the Joe Smith part, they can have him. Oh, yeah. I mean, they can have him. And I appreciate what he did in 2019, you know, Astro for life, whatever. I like Joe Smith, but he's not good. He's not good this year. No. And Kendall Graveman, I remember when we played Seattle and I saw him and I'm like, man, how did this guy get so good? And I'm happy to have him. And you look at Toro, and I know a lot of Astro fans, and you're probably one of them, you fall in love with our prospects, and you fall in love with them when they get called up. And you don't like to see them traded away. And so sometimes your vision of how good a trade is blurred by your love for our players. So I do like Abraham Toro. He did a lot of things. I mean, just looking back at a few series ago, he had a hit that kept us from getting no hit. He had a solo home run that kept us from getting shut out. Didn't he hit a home run when the Where the F is Toro game so Verlander could get that no hitter? I mean, he's got a rich history of doing things for us. However, we have Alex Bregman. We have Aledmys Diaz. We don't need him. We don't need him. I mean, when Bregman comes back, I mean, I guess he was going to still be on the bench, but he's not going to get a lot of playing time. So I'm happy for him if he gets a lot of playing time in Seattle. But that's my opinion. What do you think about my opinion?
Well, I do, you know, 100%. No, look, I agree on the fact that, especially for getting what we got for Toro, you know, the only way we could have gotten somebody like Graveman and Montero is because Toro is such a good player. And of course, Joe Smith, I'm on the, yeah, he can go, you know. And I was going to say, you know, there's a couple more that, you know, that I won't name right now, but they could go too. But as far as the Toro thing, the reason why I like, you know, the trade, you know, once I, you know how you have to wipe your eyes and, you know, be like, okay, well, now I see things for what it is. Well, you know, after a couple of Twitter rants, I kind of went, you know what, guys? You know, this was the right move for us because we do need bullpen. And, of course, if this past Monday did not serve as we need bullpen, then, you know, I don't know what will, because we do need bullpen after blowing that lead. Yeah. So the trade was probably one of the ones that we're going to look back on as we go down our stretch run. It's like we did the right thing on that one.
The way I looked at it, if you take your heart away from it, if you're in love with Abraham Toro, we don't need him. And we don't need Joe Smith, but we need Kendall Graveman. I said this on the last podcast, so I apologize for you guys having to hear this again. But that's my final judgment on this trade. I judged it amazing, A+. I thought it was an amazing, awesome, terrific trade. That's my judgment on it. So let's go to the second one. Austin Pruitt, who pitched a couple of games after just being some myth, you know, some Loch Ness monster kind of guy that, you know, we heard of, but we just never got to see. And they traded Brian De La Cruz, right fielder. So we traded one of our prospects away, and we got Yimi Garcia, another relief pitcher from the Marlins. And I don't think his stats stack up to what Graveman has, but he's an upgrade for what we have. So did I want to lose De La Cruz? Maybe not, but we've got Tucker for quite a few years. And we don't need him. So that's how I look at it again. I don't have any judgment on Garcia. I'll make a judgment on him when he pitches. But giving up Austin Pruitt and a minor leaguer for, you know, a possible strong bullpen arm, I'm for that one too.
Same. You know, I did talk about it on the last time we talked about on Sunday Stros, when we talked about the who would you trade for? Would you trade this player for this? Would you trade our future? You know, we need relief pitching like that. So, De La Cruz, yeah, and I get it. You know, I said it before, we don't need Sterling Marte because we have a lot of depth in the outfield area. Pruitt, you know, I did like what the comments were after Houston Nationals posted, thank you, Austin Pruitt. And a lot of the people were like, because he hadn't really been on the mound too much on the
three maybe off. Three games maybe.
Right, like two for sure. Correct. So yeah, so I think somebody put on their thanks for serving the cup of coffee, and it was a little, you know, but who knows what Pruitt will turn into. You know, these prospects, you never know. They're, you know, we've gotten, I mean, come on, we're the recipients of Yordan Alvarez, not on a trade deadline, but on a trade. And if the LA Dodgers knew what they were trading, they would have never, if they knew what they had or what he would have been, they would have never traded him. So I understand about prospects, but right now we do need relief pitching. And Garcia, you know, I believe he was the Marlins closer. So, you know, I see on here 15 saves, but a 3.5 ERA, you know, so it's only going to help us down the stretch run. So I'm pretty much for relief pitching. You know, I was kind of looking back at what I said about Toro when the day before, or the couple of days before, I said, we need relief pitching. And then the moment they moved Toro, I'm like, what did you guys do? You know, like, come on, open your eyes, and you know, let's do this.
Yeah, it's just because you like them. Here's a fun fact, and the only reason I know this is because I had a guest on the show that wrote a book, and I can't remember what it's called, but you said, thanks for the cup of coffee. And that's a term for a player that only played one game. There's a list of players that played one Major League Baseball game, and they're called cup of coffee. It's something like that. It has something to do with the cup of coffee. Like, they were there only long enough to have a cup of coffee. So that's pretty cool that someone mentioned that, and maybe that's what they meant.
I believe so, yeah.
So you mentioned that Garcia was a closer. Graveman was Seattle's closer. So we have three closers. My opinion, Ryan Pressly stays the closer unless he loses the job.
I think that it's his job to lose, but I believe in Ryan Pressly. I know I did mention it a few times on a few shows where I was kind of 50-50, and of course, you know, but I think he has proven himself, and I believe he will be the closer. Will there be some struggles here and there? Of course, you know, I mean, I don't see it. No pitcher that I've ever seen before was shut down his entire career, you know. So I know that, you know, but as long as it's in a consistent area, especially down the playoff run, just having these other two relief pitchers as closers coming in relief is only going to make the bullpen, and especially the 7, 8, and 9. I know we were talking about Christian Javier, you know, maybe setting up in the 8th, but hey.
Not anymore,
you know.
I mean, no, not
things
anymore.
Things have changed, exactly. So
now Christian Javier can do what his strength is, and yeah, that is, if somebody throws 4 innings, come in.
Yeah.
Save the bullpen, throw 5 innings.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I was all for it, but you're with Kendall Graveman and Pressly, he's not going to be the 8th inning guy. He could be the 7th inning guy.
Perhaps.
But we're not done. We got another trade. And this is the big one here. And this happened, this is the last one, because I'm at work and I'm getting alerts on my watch and I see this and I almost thought that it was like a prank. So Miles Straw was traded to Cleveland today, our starting center fielder, which is a lot of people are puzzled by this, for a prospect catcher. So we got rid of one prospect in the Pruitt trade and we got a catching prospect. But we have Corey Lee, so I don't really understand that. But, you know, whatever. I'm not a general manager or anything. And we got right-handed pitcher Phil. I don't know how to say his last name, but it looks like Maton or Maton. I have no idea. You know how to say his name?
I think I said Maton, but I could be wrong. But I was going to try to Google him, and I just thought, you know what? I'll wait for the announcers that call the games to be like, okay, yeah, that's the name. But for me, I thought, I actually assumed it was Maton.
That's what I've always said on here. It's like, I don't know how to say his name because I don't know players from other teams. When he pitches for the Astros and he does good, he'll earn me knowing what his name is. That's how I look at it. But people said this guy, you know, what I read tweets is that this guy can throw strikes. He gets a lot of swings and misses. 61 strikeouts in 41 innings. It's 13.28 strikeouts per 9 innings. That is amazing.
That's awesome.
And another thing, he still has 2 years of control after this season. So not only do we get him this season, but we get him for 2 more years. So hopefully he'll work out. So look at there. You got, if Garcia works out, you've got Pressly, Graveman, Maton or Maton, and Garcia. And then you still got the rest of the guys on the team. I mean, it's just crazy how many relief pitchers we have now. But going back, Miles Straw, I told you, I mean, it's a big topic because I never really get this much response on Twitter. 142 votes in the first 2 hours.
Whoa.
Thoughts on the Miles Straw trade, up or down? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up is 61%, thumbs down 38%. So 1 in 3 people hate it. But I don't know. It's all going to depend on how good this pitcher is. Because here's what else happened. And I know you know this. You go through the season, right? And I was one of them. You know, you see Chaz McCormick come in. And I got his stats. 10 home runs, 35 RBIs, and 63 at-bats. The guy gets a home run. The guy gets a RBI every other time he goes up. A little more, better than that. An RBI every other time he goes up to bat. A home run every 6 at-bats. I mean, he's a good dude. And a lot of people wanted him to get more playing time. And then as soon as we get rid of Miles Straw, who's actually playing better, and I was saying, why are you talking about getting Sterling Marte when Miles Straw is doing better? So I was surprised. This was the most surprising trade. Even though I don't know if I like it or not, it's going to take some results from the pitcher, but I'm okay with it because we have Chaz McCormick. And they also called up Jake Myers today from Sugarland, who's hitting .343, 16 homers, 10 stolen bases, and he's a plus defender. And I'm going to tell you what Click said, and I'm going to tell you what Dusty Baker said. James All right. Click said, Chaz McCormick deserves more playing time, and Myers has forced our hand with his performance. And that's true. And then this is what Dusty Baker said about Miles Straw. And I think Dusty is one of the people that would be against this trade. He said, I'm not the decision maker. Sometimes you have to do what the organization asks. Sometimes you don't have a choice. We're going to miss the speed of Straw. We have limited speed, but we have lots of bats. So Dusty Baker, he didn't want to do it. What is your opinion on the Miles Straw trade?
You know, I got to say that at first, I was kind of like you. I thought that Ashton Kutcher was coming out with the new punked episode. And then as I started reading the articles, I'm like, oh, wow, because this happened while I was at work. So I came to check my phone and I'm like, you don't say, really? Because lately, especially in the last couple of months, he had been turning the corner. The defense had improved. I mean, he was already good on defense, but, you know, he did have a few mishaps in the beginning of the year. We're not going to ignore those, but he had been playing a whole lot better. And to be honest, I didn't think that he was even on the block. Like, I know they had talked about some other players, you know, included for trades for relief pitching, but I didn't know that Miles was even, like, on the block, yeah, like, to be traded. And so when I saw that, I just thought it was just an impulse, like, hey, we can get these two guys, let's do it, you know. But, you know, I was very surprised. Like I said, as far as, like, you know, we're talking about, you know, taking off the love blinders and all that, I like Miles Straw. I know, you know, there was a lot of slander during the beginning because of he was not playing very well. But we do need relief pitching, so I put a fun poll earlier saying, Phil Maton, do you like it? Yes, no, or undecided until you see him pitch. And yeah, the one that got the most votes were undecided until you see him pitch. Because yeah, I think if Maton starts becoming like, you know, Mariano Rivera in disguise, they're going to say, good riddance to Miles Straw. But if not, then, yeah, they're going to say, why did you do it? So I think it's too early. For me, I would have to be on the I like the trade because we do need the relief pitching.
So I kind of got sidetracked here because I saw that the game started and the Astros have a runner on first. The Giants game, the Astros are in San Francisco. The game just started.
Yes.
But here's what I was going to say. if you remember, we were talking about, you know, Astros are interested in Sterling Marte. Sterling Marte, we're like, why? Why do they want him? Miles Straw's doing good. So to see him ended up getting traded, maybe that for some reason they didn't want him. Maybe they want Chaz McCormick's power. I have no idea. But, I mean, if you think about it, if you think about that they were interested in another center fielder, it's not so surprising that they traded him.
No, not at all. I think from the fan point of view, I think a lot of the fans out there, I think I saw a lot of comments on Nash's Twitter where they were very not happy about the trade. And I think because Miles Straw is a likable player, you know, they, you know, he was starting to come around. So when this trade happened, I know, and of course there was a lot of, you know, it was two sides to the coin. I did speak to a few people who were like in love with the trade without really not knowing who Phil Baton was, but I believe they were probably done with Miles Straw. But I believe that, like I said, the only time's going to tell how the trade's going to go. I think for me, I do like the trade. I think we do need relief pitching. We have a stacked outfield and we got players calling up. I know September will roll around where we can get more of the young players from AAA and AA to come and show their stuff. So I know that, you know, especially when you're talking about Sterling Marte, that seemed very like, okay. So I think I talked about it the other time saying, so we're going to trade for him, you know, with somebody that we already have, you know, like somebody with almost his abilities.
Yeah. So if you look at the overall, we lost Toro and we lost Miles Straw. As Astro fans, I feel the same way. Like when these guys, you know, are young and you see them in minor league and then they get called up, you get attached to them. And so you hate to see them go, but they're good moves, especially the Graveman move. That was a great move. So we lose those two guys. We get Graveman, Garcia, and Phil. I'm going to call him Phil till I learn his last name. And we also got Rafael Montero, who has like a 7-something ERA. But we have the Wizard. We have Brent Strom. He'll work with him. Maybe. I mean, he's activated, so he's on the roster as far as I know. And we lost De La Cruz. So we lost Toro, Straw, De La Cruz. Picked up a boatload of relief pitchers. I think we did well. I mean, you look at the Yankees, you know, they went big. I mean, I don't know why they did what they did, but they went big. The Cubs liquidated all their players. The Dodgers spent money like, you know, like they were printing it themselves. And Click went out and didn't really give anything up. And he made our bullpen better. Do you feel like we gave up too much at all? Is there anything you said? No, right?
Absolutely not. You know, I did see what the other teams were doing. They were going veteran big. And I agree with you on the Yankee thing. I'm saying, hasn't Joey Gallo been, like, hurt most of the year? Just off and on? Or he hasn't really been played. I got to look at the games he's played. But I know
they're just the Yankees are going to have a whole lineup of people that are going to strike out or hit home runs.
Yep.
I don't know. But, I mean, the Nationals liquidated all their players.
They got rid of all their, like, all their good stuff.
I think they traded Trey Turner and Max Scherzer to the Dodgers. I don't know. It's just so many trades you can't keep up. I know the Padres got a big-name pitcher.
And I think the Nationals like, traded their pitcher. They're one of their closers. I think his name was Brad Hand. They traded him from the Nationals. So.
I don't know why they got rid of everybody, but I guess they're going to start over.
And they got that fire sale thing going on there, you know?
Yeah, so the Astros. Here's the thing. If you look at our lineup, we got Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, Alvarez, Yuli Gurriel. I mean, we're stacked 1 through 7. When Carlos Correa is your 7 hitter, you're stacked.
It's awesome.
And, you know, people are saying, why don't you go get a big name? Why don't you go get this? Why don't you get Max Scherzer? Well, because we have Greinke. We have Framber Valdez. We have Luis Garcia. We have five or six good starters. We don't need him. It would be a Justin Verlander-type trade. But that's the question we had. Remember, we talked about that. Would you rather go get that one big-name starter or get your bullpen in shape? And James Click chose bullpen. So we'll see if that was the right choice. But you got starters that are going to have to get to the eighth inning if you don't have a bullpen.
Exactly. And I think I said after the Monday loss, I told people, you know, no win is guaranteed. If you can't close them out, you know, you can score all the runs you want. But, you know, it was a prime example on Monday on why we did the moves we made and why we got the pitching. And to be honest, I agree that we didn't give up a lot. I was afraid that we would give up some of our precious, like, prospects.
We didn't give up Leon. We didn't give up Corey Lee.
Nope.
We didn't give up anything.
We still have the young guys in AA and AAA, and, you know, they're ready to come in, especially, like, if and when that time comes when our current roster has to be changed with that roster because, you know, the time has come. But we're going to be ready because they're going to have major league experience, which is only going to benefit us, and they're still part of the ball club, and we're going to continue the winning tradition. It's like we talked about last week about trading the prospects and sucking for 10 years, you know, we are actually making moves where that's not going to happen.
The Astros just went up 1-0. Let me ask you this. Did you see the Brooks Raley game where he hit a guy? Because he just got suspended for 3 games.
I did, but I was trying to watch it back to see where the intentional was. I'm not sure if you were able to see the playback, but I was finding it hard. I was trying to find which one was the one, but I couldn't find it. So when I saw him get suspended, I was wondering.
They said it was after a grand slam, and the umpires said that it didn't look intentional, but we don't need him. Let him sit out.
I think that was the consensus on Instagram and Twitter. I saw that the suspension was put on, and somebody said,
They said,
the bullpen got an improvement for the next 3 games.
So you spoke about minor leagues. I am going to Corpus on Sunday to go watch a Hooks game. Nice. I had plans to go next Saturday to Houston, but they are making us work on Saturday. The Astros have 3 hits in the first innings. 3 hits in the first inning, dude. And Alvarez is up.
Three players, three hits.
It's already 1-0. Love it. So anyway, I'll be in Corpus on Sunday. You live in the Valley. Enjoy your weekend, buddy. I hope you enjoy your new microphone setup. You're a professional podcaster now, buddy. So
yes.
I think it was a good show. I think we got some information out there. We got the Giants Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I know somewhere, you know, Sunday's August 1st. That's how fast life is going by. And then Tuesday and Wednesday is the Dodgers. That's going to be fun.
Woo, I'm ready. I'm ready for those. I'm ready with my I still have the Ram shirts. Houston is the 2017 champions in Dodger Blue.
So before we go, ramshirts.com is the company that brought you Crush City Tees. Ram, I am so sorry. But if people are still hanging on, they offer custom printed and embroidered apparel. They offer direct-to-garment printing for small runs and screen printing for larger runs. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram at ramshirts. Visit ramshirts.com for all your custom apparel needs, and I will be wearing a Ram shirt on Sunday, guarantee you.
That's awesome. Ram shirts, that's where it's at.
All right, Mario. appreciate you coming on. And we appreciate all of you for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball. Be sure to subscribe to be alerted when there's a new episode. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Fontenot.